Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Barbara Buckley, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers from Palace Station.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
My name is Reed. NV Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, NV Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy. It's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted to welcome the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Barbara Buckley. She is Executive Director of the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks, Sam. Great to be here.
I wanted to do a couple of things that are for your organization so you can talk about them, and then we'll get to other areas. The first one is the 60th anniversary. You run an incredible organization for people in need. Please share with us what you do and, you know, what you're going to celebrate in the 60th anniversary.
Well, Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada was the first legal aid organization in the state, founded in 1958 by a couple lawyers that were concerned about victims of domestic violence and people not being able to afford a lawyer. So they organized some of their fellow lawyers to volunteer. Fast forward, I'm the director of that organization. It just celebrated its 60th anniversary this week. And we provide services to over 100,000 people a year, including some new forays into the rural regions in terms of providing forms and assistance for folks. And I've been privileged. I've spent my entire legal career there, 29 years. And so it's, you know, Our services are to help the most vulnerable. We represent abused kids, victims of domestic violence. We're representing some of the survivors of the October 1 shooting. And then we design programs to try to help people in need.
So let me ask you a couple of questions based on this. Marcy's Law, your thoughts on that?
You know, we spend a good deal of our time and effort helping victims. Abused kids, victims of domestic violence, victims of sexual assault where we're negotiating them getting out of their lease, for example. There's a lot wrong with victim services in the state. Our services are scattered and not focused, and there's a lot of holes in our statute. We don't have a victim rights center in the state, and we desperately need one. When I was volunteering post-October 1 at the Family Assistance Center set up at the Convention Center, we had teams of trained legal advocates coming in from other jurisdictions because we didn't have them here. Their training was apparent in how they were helping us learn how to deal with the crisis. So we have a lot to overhaul. I don't know about Marcy's Law. I don't know about changes to the Constitution. My preference is always to change statutes, so if you need to make a tweak, you can. So I don't know if that's the first priority for victims, but there's no doubt that victims' rights needs an overhaul in our state.
And this at least will shine a spotlight on it during the election cycle.
It does do that, which is a good thing.
In reference to the October 1 incident, MGM coming out and suing the victims and the statute they're trying to apply to this. In reading about Kirk Kerkorian and what he did after the MGM fire, where he literally took on the insurance companies and said, I'm taking care of everybody, and you know, take me to court and argue that I did the wrong thing. And of course, he was completely successful in that. How do you feel about the position that MGM has taken and what appears to be a public relations nightmare?
Yeah, you know, declaratory relief actions are extremely traumatizing to victims. Years ago, I represented a bunch of consumers who had their roofs fall in, right? And there wasn't enough money in the contractor's bond to pay them all. So the surety company sued all the victims. And they came in and they said, I'm the victim and I'm being sued. It's very difficult for survivors to understand that legal strategy. It feels traumatizing. It's difficult to understand. You know, it certainly left me scratching my head about why they would do that.
And it seems that it just opens the door, even if they're able to utilize this, that it opens the door to just lots of other lawsuits that are going to go on, and in the end, really not benefit the survivors at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of lawyers in the community and community members in general and survivors who are kind of really looking at the strategy and saying it doesn't seem very well thought out.
Let's talk about the other area that you wanted to talk about, which is the Children's Attorney Project, what they do and why it's needed.
This is one of our pet projects at the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada, and one that I've been working on for nearly 20 years, and that's to get representation for kids in foster care. You know, when a child is in foster care, often the parent accused of abuse has a lawyer, the county or the government has a lawyer, right? But the kid had no one. And so we started almost 20 years ago providing our first lawyer to our first kid. Fast forward to today, we are representing over 3,000 children with 23 attorneys and 350 volunteer attorneys. And now we're going to try to close that gap this year, where we can say by the first of the year, every kid has a lawyer. So we have about a 15% gap that we're going to address through hiring a couple staff attorneys and recruiting a couple pro bono attorneys for a couple hundred kids. And then we're working with Justice Hardesty and James Conway at Washoe Legal Services to see that happen throughout Washoe County and the rural communities. Senator Julia Ratty sponsored the legislation last session saying kids deserve to have a voice. And now we're moving to implementation. So it's a big deal. And, you know, people might say, well, why do kids need a lawyer, right? What if you're being separated from your brother or your sister? What if you're being placed in a home so far away you can't go to your same high school and you're about to graduate? So kids deserve a voice in these cases.
All right, so that leads down an obvious path to what's happening with immigration, with these kids crossing the border, separation of families.
Yep.
On one side, there's the argument that, you know, in the United States, if you're a citizen, you commit a crime, you're going to go to jail, you're going to be separated from your kids. On the other side, we see pictures of these children, and everybody's hearts go out to them, including the president's. What's the resolution as you see it?
Well, kids shouldn't be separated from their father or their mother. I mean, it just causes irreparable harm, reactive attachment disorder. We see, you know, kids in cages. Our country's better than that, right? So that's just at the outset. These families are fleeing unimaginable violence. If any of us were in their shoes, we would be fleeing too, because we wouldn't want our kids subject to gang violence and being killed. So a 30,000-foot view, more of a diplomatic effort in these countries to stabilize them, right? And then a humane view. It is legal to try to come to this country to claim asylum. So, you know, let's just have a little bit of empathy for what these families are going through.
As you look at the Congress, the last time the Congress attempted to do something, it was spearheaded by George W. Bush, Harry Reid, and John McCain.
Yep.
And then a presidential election got in the way, and that blew up. That's a long time ago. Do you see any courage in the Congress to actually do something about this?
You know, there doesn't seem to be much courage in the Congress. I was really proud of Congressman Amadei. You know, we disagree on a lot politically, but on this issue, he said Congress should get something done, and he's right. You know, to have these dreamers have the rug pulled out from under them and still no solution in sight, it's a sad day when we can't just try to resolve something, meet in the middle, and help these kids.
And it would seem to be the same thing with a lot of different issues that our country is facing.
Yes.
All right, let's take a break. More with Speaker Buckley when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Barbara Buckley, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly and Executive Director of the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. So as you look at the Dean Heller-Jackie Rosen race, you know, the media across the country for the most part has been saying that Dean Heller is the most vulnerable senator. But on the other hand, Dean Heller has never lost a race. And in his most recent interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, seemed to be increasingly confident of his chances of making it through this. I talked to leading Democrats, including Shelley Berkley, who said, don't take Dean Heller for granted. What are your thoughts on this race?
Well, you know, Dick Bryan, right? There's only two ways to run, unopposed or scared, right? And there is no candidate who should take anything for granted, right? You know, that being said, you know, most of the polls seem to indicate that Senator Heller is very vulnerable, and Jackie Rosen seems to be running a pretty good race. So, you know, that's the beauty of this. The voters will decide in November.
Okay, how familiar are you with Jackie Rosen?
I don't know her really well. Have met her several times. But, you know, in these days, former speaker, I'm spending a lot of my time focusing on legal aid and my family. And so I'm not there out in the political circles as much as I was.
But I have a funny feeling that your phone rings on a fairly regular basis.
It does, and I especially enjoy the phone calls that I get from brand new candidates who are really talented and, you know, looking for some mentorship or some advice. I really do enjoy playing that role. But usually they're with assembly candidates. I get a lot of them. Kind of new folks saying I wanted to get involved.
And what kind of folks are you seeing that want to get involved? Because, you know, to me, term limits, and sorry, Sig Rogich, but term limits was a disaster because it left so much institutional knowledge go to the side. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it's always scary when the lobbyists know more than the lawmakers. And on certain topics, you just in your ordinary life don't run into them. You know, I never knew much about so many topics until I was elected. But the folks that I'm seeing just are really disheartened by the dysfunction in D.C., especially, and say nothing's going to get done there, so we need better people to run at the state level. And so they're saying, you know, how did you do it? How did you balance a job and a family and run? They'll ask me things like, what do you think makes a good lawmaker? Are you hearing anything about me? Like I'll hear from a new candidate, things I need to change. And so I have kind of a little list of things that I learned from my 16 years in politics. And I'm always happy to share that wisdom.
And you always go back to the legislature to mentor the new class as they come in.
Yeah, Senator Randolph Townsend and I seem to be the go-to people when we do the training session for all the new lawmakers, Republican and Democrats, and we both enjoy that.
And I would say that's two very good people to have if we're going to have people do that. You know, one of the big problems for people who, you know, might choose to run, and Rex Tillerson probably is a good example of that, is somebody who's very smart, comes from the corporate world, has lots of people almost, you know, on both sides of the aisle recommending them, and then they run into the steamroller of what happens when the press gets a hold of you and the other party gets a hold of you, and you just get ripped to shreds. And why would you want to be there?
Yeah. Well, and there's such a thing as, you know, political sense, and some people just don't have it, right? I mean, it makes sense when you take over an executive branch to listen to the people who've been there a long time. Even if you choose to do things a different way, right? Learn the lay of the land before you make massive changes. Let the folks who you, you know, report to, give them a heads up on something controversial. You know, there's certain basic rules that you follow, but of course that assumes that you have some common sense above you, and I'm not sure how much of that Tillerson had.
Changing subjects here, back to Nevada races, Susie Lee, Danny Tarkanian. Mm-hmm. Danny obviously has huge name recognition. Mm-hmm. Susie Lee has a huge financial base, but that's a very competitive district. Mm-hmm. Susie Lee has been, or her campaign at least, has been challenging Danny to a debate. Danny has been on this program several times saying he's more than willing to debate anytime, any place. Why do you think some of these candidates, like Susie Lee, and to an extent Jackie Rosen, are not talking to the media? They're not granting interviews. They're not doing programs like this or debates.
Well, I've heard from both of them that they're eager to do debates, so I'm not sure what the disconnect is.
Maybe it's the campaign managers.
Debates are healthy, right, for both sides, and appearances on different shows are healthy, right? Get your message out there. You know, candidates shouldn't go out, you know, too early before they're prepared and they know the issues, but at this point, all the candidates should, you know, pretty much know the issues. So I'm not familiar with the specifics, but The more debates, the better, in my book.
And Susie Lee was on this program 2 years ago when she was running, mm-hmm. and, you know, acquitted herself very well. Mm-hmm. So we look forward to her coming on the program, and hopefully we'll do a debate. Let's take a break, and we'll have more with Speaker Buckley when we come back.
After decades of delay, Congress was finally voting on expanding VA benefits to cover Vietnam veterans exposed to Agent Orange. They'd suffered for years, and they wanted Congresswoman Jackie Rosen to help them. But she was AWOL. Rosen missed the crucial vote. Instead, Jackie Rosen posed for a photo op at the U.S. border. Urge Congresswoman Jackie Rosen to do her job, to show up, and vote to finally help our veterans suffering from the effects of Agent Orange.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Barbara Buckley, now Executive Director of the Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada. So one of the things I always like to ask you about, even though the answer is not always one that makes me happy, is, you know, the state of poverty in Southern Nevada. With, you know, we've got almost $20 billion worth of projects on the books, a lot of them already moving forward. It's exciting to see all the cranes around the Raiders Stadium. But how is the economy for the poorest in Southern Nevada?
It's stubborn and so large that it's shocking. You know, there, I just saw some figures that showed there are 900,000 people in the state of Nevada at or below 200% of poverty. And, you know, for the individuals who are at the lowest end, at income levels we couldn't conceive at surviving on, it's half that much. It's income inequality, right? It's folks not getting paid enough to support their families. You know, you always wonder, hey, but the economy's good, right? And it is. But we see people who are working, willing to work, but not making enough to survive. And then there's one thing that happens. There's a domestic violence incident. There's, you know, a medical bill. Their car breaks down, and so then that starts the cycle. They miss a rent payment, they get evicted, or they go to a title loan company and not realize the interest rate, then they lose their car, and then they can't get to work. Those problems are so pervasive. We see them every single day.
One of the things that we don't teach people, and maybe part of it is, because the talk to a senior citizen about their savings,
yeah,
and what the interest rate is on their savings, and young people will say, well, why would I want to save? But people are not saving for emergencies of any kind.
Well, that's absolutely right. And it's interesting to see how much of that is because they just don't have very much to save, right? If you're making $800 a month, how do you save with the escalating costs of rent? And we haven't even discussed it, the affordable housing crisis now that we're back in, right? So part of it is that, but certainly that culture of saving seems to be lost. There's a couple innovative programs. The Opportunity Alliance is doing a savers program that has a lot of, I think, potential. But, you know, you're right. There's a problem. We have no savings.
The other thing is we are coming to a crisis point in employment. Don Ahern of Ahern Rentals was here the other day, and mm-hmm. he was talking about how he is significantly upping the pay to mm-hmm. be able to get people to work for him. He just put $1 million toward family benefits as far as medical care. Mm. So large businesses like that are certainly reacting to the market. Do you not think that we're getting very close to a point where it's not going to be about campaigning for a $15 wage? It's going to be $15, that's all you're paying?
You know, it could be, and I also don't think that we have completely aligned the folks that need jobs, right, that need better paying jobs, that need jobs at all with the job opportunities. So the missing link, I think, is higher ed, community colleges, apprenticeship programs. I still don't think we're funneling those who want jobs with the jobs that exist. I think there's a pervasive feeling among those stuck in poverty that because I don't know anybody, I can't get a job. Well, if somebody wants to work hard and wants to get ahead, we need to have opportunities for them. And I don't feel like those opportunities are connecting with those people.
Sadly, we are out of time, which just means we'll be back in Las Vegas in November. Please come back when we return.
Wonderful. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you so much. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Our thanks to the staff and management of Palace Station for letting us tape our shows here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.